Good afternoon and good afternoon to the Voice of the Cape listeners. Thanks for the opportunity.
Good to have you on. Sydney, now, the Casual Workers Advice Office has reported a recording of around 1,500 cases involving African migrant workers. Were they dismissed from their employment just like that? Or what actually happened?
Well, I may say that weeks before the deadline of the 30, we already started getting reports from different workplaces whereby migrant workers were indicating that the employer has terminated their services because they were raising issues around the anti-migration campaign, the issues around March by March, and that they were no longer able to guarantee the safety of migrant workers in their workplaces, and they just terminated their services and violating the labor rights of these workers. So even before, way after, even now, as after the 30th, we're still receiving calls from different factories where migrant workers are complaining that the employer has terminated their services. And now the problem is these migrant workers would like to go back to their homes, but the employers, instead of following the labor laws of the country, retrenching them their monies, noting that some of them have been working for these employers for more than 15 years. You've got a situation whereby the service is between 5 and 15 years, and employers are just dumping these workers without paying them their services. With some of them, you find that they're also in the provident funds, and now they have to leave their monies behind. This is a situation we are facing where employers are taking advantage of workers because of this anti-migration movement.
So, Sydney, are we saying that a lot of these employers use the current situation not to factor in the safety of our African migrant workers, but rather to use it as an excuse to terminate their contracts, and then to use the current circumstances as substantiation for that? Because if that is the case, then that is wrong on all levels.
It's a serious violation of worker rights because, in terms of the South African labor law, each and every worker is protected under the LRA and under the BCA and all the other related laws. Each and every worker, it doesn't matter whether you have papers or you do not have papers, as long as you are a worker, you are protected by the labor laws of our country. And the employers, seeing that the anti-migration movement is gaining momentum, is all over the place, is knocking on factories and asking employers to dismiss or release migrant workers, they therefore think that that gives them a carte blanche not to follow the law when they terminate the services of these employers. It's happening across all sectors. It's agriculture, it's hospitality, it's engineering, it's food sector. Everywhere where there are migrant workers, they are just being dumped without any money, and this creates a humanitarian crisis that we are seeing now. As organizations on the ground, we are the ones who are witnessing the pain that these migrant workers are going through. Now, this has also escalated even to the places where they stay, Today, we have had to assist more than 140 migrant workers in Hillbro and Mayfair combined, just so as we get them to their different embassies, because they don't even have money to get to their embassies, which is what the situation they are facing, these migrant workers, employers taking advantage of the situation.
Are you able to tell us, Sydney, at the top of your head, as to what perhaps were some of the most common complaints that our African migrant workers had reported in the last couple of weeks?
Well, it's been a consistent complaint to say that we have been told that we are working in this country illegally because our papers are not updated, and therefore we have to leave. And when they ask to say, now that we've worked for you for this long, aren't you going to give us our service money, give us our leave pay, give us our pro rata bonuses so that we have enough money to go back home? And the employers always consistently offered, small amounts of money that will not even, take a person home. They won't even reach home. There was one incident where the employer simply dumped 90 migrant workers and offered each of them 3,000 each. And that money, calculating and looking at the distance that they had to travel to get home, it was nothing. It was peanuts. They also must have to pay rent where they are staying before they leave. And this employer was very clear that, look, I'm no longer going to negotiate with you. I cannot guarantee your safety. You either take this money or we will call the police to come and arrest you. They also threatening them. Some of them took these small monies. Some of them we have had to intervene in order for them to get at least money that is, even if it's not enough, but we were able to intervene to so that they, maybe from 3,000 to 5,000. That's what the situation is. And in one employer even called the police, over these migrant workers. 23 of them were arrested. And even as we speak now, they are in jail.
So now, Sydney, will there be any consequences and repercussions that a lot of these employers would have to face for these actions? Because you're saying it's pretty much been across the board and various sectors where employers effectively made this carte blanche decision. Will there be consequences for them? Yes or no?
We were hoping that the South African police will intervene in this instance, because as the employer decides that he's going to violate these workers' rights, as an employer, if you employ migrant workers who you know that do not have legal papers to be in the country, you are also guilty of a crime. But what we have witnessed, none of these employers have been arrested.
That is a sad set of affairs, shocking, but perhaps some would argue we are not surprised. So what happens now to our African migrant workers who have been dismissed? They are living in fear, because entities like March in March and Operation Dudula continue with this narrative that it's our African migrant workers, our brothers from our SADC region and other African countries, that are taking the jobs of locals, and they are placing a strain on our economy, because there has to be a counter narrative to a lot of the propaganda and lies. So where do our migrant workers, our African migrant workers, go from here, Sydney?
As humanitarian organizations, all we can do is to try and ensure the safety the safety of these migrant workers, try and provide transport for them to go back home, try and provide food so that whilst they are in transit, whilst they are being processed, they can have food, they can have water, and be able to get home safely. In terms of what recourse that these migrant workers have, they clearly has no recourse they have against these employers. They clearly there is no recourse against, because even the CCMA itself, if you go and refer a case, they will tell you that they can't entertain a case because these workers are in the country illegally. So they have no recourse in terms of the law.
Very sad state of affairs. Sydney Mushaliba, Education Coordinator at the Casual Workers Advice Office. Thanks so much for your time on PM Drive.